Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Devaki kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like a flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of the human society. Purport. Such an amazing purport of this particular verse. Srila Prabhupada is a genius. In this verse, the word jnana khala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world. For otherwise, the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or the other, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, Amara Agya Guru Hana Tara Ei Desh. Purutasandha Prabhu, would you like to say that in Bengali? Everybody repeat after that line. Yare Dekha Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Amara Agya Guru Hanara Tara Ei Desh. There is no more sweetness than any desert or even in Rasgulla than it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Shri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 7.128. Although India has the sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with the mundane knowledge. But now the Krishna Consciousness Movement, without mundane compromise, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is. And people are deriving the benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhojendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulences, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by the unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that India's culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And my obeisances to everyone here, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhishya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here so that I could share something worthwhile on this beautiful purport and the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. As I was reading this purport, I was reminded that Before Srila Prabhupada attempted writing or giving the commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, there were nearly 400 commentaries existed already. And those 400 commentaries, there was a major attempt to try and, at least some of them, to distribute them widely as much as possible. But the reality is that none of those were able to make even one devotee as we had, or even few devotees for that matter. But when Srila Prabhupada came out with Bhagavad Gita as it is, millions of devotees came out of Bhagavad Gita. This is one of the small wonders of Srila Prabhupada, actually. If you think about it, one Bhagavad Gita as it is has created a revolution already in the world. More than 5 million copies, including other books of Srila Prabhupada, have already been distributed on this planet. You know, so this is the glorious glories of our grand spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So we are really fortunate, actually, this Bhagavad Gita as it is has descended directly from Srila Prabhupada to his disciples and now to us. And we have the opportunity to read it and distribute it to the rest of the world. So I thought today, this is a beautiful verse, actually, as I was meditating, what verse should I pick up? And I feel that in a community like Bhaktivedanta Manor, which is thriving already and doing so well in so many walks of life, it'll be nice to talk about how we can do justice, real justice of this knowledge we have received. And the real justice of this knowledge is actually by sharing and distributing with others. So, and it's amazing that when you have some material knowledge or a scientific knowledge, you can sit with it or you can share with it, but it won't expand so much. But when you share the transcendental spiritual knowledge with others, the natural reaction of that is that it increases much many fold for you and your realizations become very, very stronger. And we see this the case for many personalities who have come closer to the transcendental vibration. And one of the best examples for us is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. At the age of 69, he embarked on his journey to America, wanting to give Krishna consciousness to others. He had every wonderful opportunity to perfect his life. He was sitting at Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan, every day chanting, cooking, writing. He was just very, very happy. But there was one thing which he was not happy about, is that this order of his spiritual master to go to the West and preach. So taking that in mind, he decided, I have to move, I can't be here. So it's amazing, we often hear in spiritual life, either you're going down or you're going up, there's no staying the same. So Prabhupada was always of the opinion of going up. And one time Prabhupada said, the only problem is I have one disease. And devotees were really amazed, what is, you know, Prabhupada is a pure devotee, how can he have a disease? He said, my disease is that I can only think big, I can't think small. And that's what he exactly did. When he came to the West, he thought big. He came to America, the main city, you know, main country, and he started propagating Krishna consciousness. And so what I wanted to do, as I was thinking that what could I share with all of you to try and make it a little bit more practical, I prepared a little presentation. If I have your permission, I'd like to share that with you. And on that, I have some of why the question I have tried to answer, you know, when we do something in our life, it's very important to have enough why. If we don't have enough why, we don't get the motivation to do anything in our life. So I came up with at least 11 reasons that why this knowledge should be distributed to everybody in the world. Would you like to see or hear those 11 reasons? Okay, about 5 devotees. Everybody else can cover your ears. Joking. Okay, I'll just share that with you all. So let me bring the presentation. Hopefully I can. So before I share those reasons, I wanted to share some slides. Those of you who are online, I'm not sure whether you'll be able to see it, but at least you can hear it. And I'll try to repeat some of the concepts which I feel are important to be emphasized. So I wanted to share some principles which I have learned from my spiritual master, that why we do something and why Sankirtan is such an important element of our International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and in what mood we should do it. So this is, who's this? Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya sets the precedent for us that the first thing we have to do before we do any service is to pray hard. Because when we pray hard, then the mercy of the Lord descends and we are able to move our hands, legs, our vani, our any ability which Lord has given to us, we are actually able to do something about it. So when we pray hard, Advaita Acharya showed by his example that when he prayed hard, what happened? Mahaprabhu appeared. Because Advaita Acharya was a personification of compassion. He could see that the world is going to in a very different direction. People are forgetting their spiritual duties and adapting all sorts of materialistic rituals. And in that mood, he prayed for Lord Chaitanya to appear, and Lord Chaitanya appeared. And as soon as the Lord Chaitanya appeared, what happened? The marketplace of the holy name got open. Because I'm reading the Adilila these days of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the third chapter, it is explained the external reasons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And in that, so nicely it is explained that how Mahaprabhu came to inaugurate the Kali Yuga, the Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he was a visionary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he had a very clear vision statement. You know, when you start an organization, Prabhupada started the organization and he has seven purposes of ISKCON. And it'll be good to meditate on those at some point if we have time. I'll bring them up here and let's read them through and see how we can encapsulate and try to understand. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a vision statement. Does anybody know what the vision statement Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had? Should I share it with you all? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. Very simple. What was his vision statement? Every town and village. He wanted to spread the glories of Lord Krishna every town and village. And it's very nice when you have a vision statement, because all you need is to follow a master. And there is no one better than Lord Chaitanya as a master. He is the best master in the world. So in that wake, Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually appeared, because after Mahaprabhu left, all the upper sampradaya had started to come up, and they started to claim that only people who have come down in the line of father to son as a brahmana can be brahmana. Everybody else is a waste of time. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and he appeared and he again reopened that marketplace, and he wanted to preach the Gauravani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, and take them to even abroad. And that's why he sent his first works of Lives and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Montreal, to Canada, and this, which was later on discovered by the devotees there actually. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he operated from his headquarters, which was the Surabhi Kunj, which is the marketplace. How many of you have been to Surabhi Kunj? Swananda Kunj, Surabhi Kunj, his place and his house. It's a beautiful place just by the beautiful river called Jalangi. You cross the boat and you come out at the back of a house or a big temple, and then you walk up the stairs and you go and see Gaur Gadadhar, his beautiful deities there. And then you walk up like 7 minutes from the temple to Bhaktivinoda Thakur house, which is Swananda Kunja, a beautiful place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur resided. And there actually it is said one time there were three personalities together in that house: Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Can you imagine having three personalities in one place? And that is one place in the whole planet where these three personalities came together. It's the best place in the world. If you ever want to visit two places as a holiday in your vacation, this is the place to visit. There's nothing like Mayapur, and there's nothing like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there's nothing like Surabhi Kunj. It's such a beautiful place actually to be in. And you can feel the energy when you go up to the bedroom and you see the pictures of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sitting with his glasses on and looking around. And then you have Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, all three personalities. They came together, they read Bhagavatam, and they discussed Harikatha. So it's a very powerful place. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed for a ray of Vishnu, that may Lord please send me someone who can help me take this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to as many people as possible. And through the blessings of the Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, here comes the personality Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave an order to Srila Prabhupada, to our Srila Prabhupada. He said, if you ever get money, do what? Buy buildings. Did he say that? If you ever get money, buy houses. Did he say that? If you ever get money, buy stuff. Did he say that? No. What did he say? If you ever get money, print books. He was very clear. Why? Because he built up, well, on the request of his disciple, they built a beautiful temple called Bagh Bazar. How many of you been to Bagh Bazar? Okay, Bagh Bazar Museum upstairs. Well, you haven't been to Mayapur or Calcutta if you haven't been to these places. You have to go to Bagh Bazar. Bagh Bazar, and especially the museum which has been built in Calcutta, it's the museum of the world. It's okay if you miss the History Museum. It's okay if you miss the British Museum. It's okay if you miss the Air Force Museum. But don't miss Bagh Bazar Museum. It is really the best museum in the world. It's built over four stories, ground, first, second, third, like that. And there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, many things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's original writings, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's original paraphernalia, and more importantly, the first printing press I wouldn't say ISKCON, but Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the first printing press which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered from Ohio, Orland, Ohio, is there and on the third floor. And when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in the temple of that Gauriyamath in Bagh Bazar, when he established Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari deities, he had built two altars and they were not sure what deities will come. So he had Sri Sri Radha Gandharvika Giridhari deities, and then the next to it was an empty place for a long time. So when they ordered the printing press from Ohio, Cleveland, devotees asked to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "We don't have a place to put the press you have ordered." He said, "What do you mean why we don't have a place? Right next to the altar, there is another altar. We put the Ohio printing press right there." So he established the printing press next to the deities initially. And it's still, I mean, if you go there now, it's in the museum. And whenever Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would come out, he'll pay obeisances to the deities and then he'll pay obeisances to the printing press. And Srila Prabhupada noted all these. I mean, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, in the beautiful book Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, has very nicely explained this, all these pastimes actually. If you read, it's there, you know, right in the first volume itself, what to speak of the other two volumes. It's there, and he goes through in the detail of how all these things have happened, and all the details are there. So he put the printing press there, and there are times which we have heard from the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there that the aarti would take place of the deities and then the aarti will take place of the printing press. So that's how much he regarded, and he called it Brihad Mridanga. He said, "You play the Mridanga and Kirtan, maybe the voice will go to the villages here and there may be some concerns. But when you play the Mridanga of the book distribution, Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nand ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai." It's confirmed by the deities. When you play the Mridanga of the Brihat Mridanga of Srila Prabhupada books or these transcendental literatures, that goes wide and far. It's not limited to one place. We know one book going into Soviet Union in Russia has changed the whole world of Russia today and many other places. One book actually. And it's amazing what Srila Prabhupada books can do. So going back to, in fact, one time I remember that one devotee, it's again mentioned in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked for a magazine to be printed. It was called The Harmoniest. And he said, "Please print this magazine." And the devotees started printing. And they came after a while to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, Prabhupada, they used to call him Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, we've been printing, but we feel, I'm not sure how long can we, you know, keep doing this. You want this magazine monthly, and do you think we might run out of the content?" Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you can never run out of the content, spiritual content. He said, "I can give you a content, you can print this magazine every day, and still there will be no dearth of spiritual content." So he was so convinced that giving the transcendental literature and sharing with others was the right thing to disseminate the knowledge. And that's why our Srila Prabhupada took up from the mouth of his spiritual master here. He says, "I took up this from the mouth that he's very fond of books. I want everyone to be immersed in this inundation of the Godhead." This is now Lord Chaitanya's plan. And this is Prabhupada's thought that he took up from the mouth of his spiritual master. And this is from Adi Leela, which is very much the theme of our marathon. "I want everyone to be immersed in this inundation of the love of Godhead." So you see here that big banner on the right or left side of Srila Prabhupada. It says, "Inundate, elevate and celebrate." We'll talk about it a little bit later in my presentation. And Prabhupada's plan, this is Mahaprabhu's plan. What is his plan? I want everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of God, Godhead. And this is Prabhupada's plan. By printing books, we can actually inject our movement in the masses of people all over the world. Quite a bit similarity in Prabhupada's plan and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan. And then Prabhupada said, I like this idea of distributing books and preaching. That is Lord Chaitanya's plan. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Sukadev on the 13th of December. See, Prabhupada was so much in line with what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Very much. And now I'd like to share with all of you the 11 reasons that why we should share this knowledge or distribute Prabhupada's books to others. You ready for this? Okay, great. Here it is, the first one. It's a direct service to Krishna's mission. When Srila Prabhupada left India or Vrindavan to go to America, he had a clear mission. He wanted to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and he wanted to start from America. If I may ask all of you today, what is your mission? It'll be good to hear some answers. What do you think is your missions as a devotee? Do we have any mission? Anyone? Please work with me, otherwise I'll be struggling. Yes, Prabhuji. Vaishnav Seva, Namaruchi, and Jivadaya. Oh, that is so nice, Prabhu. Very much in line with Prabhupada's mission. Jivadaya Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. You know, that's what we want to do here. Absolutely. Anybody has a mission in life they'd like to share? Any mission, please share. One more. Okay, distribute books, Purita Sundar Prabhu. Now, the reason I'm asking this is, when we wake up in the morning, and if we don't have a mission, it's very difficult for us to move forward in the life. Whether it's a mission to serve the movement, or if it is to help the devotees who are serving the movement, or something or other, you got to have the mission. We have to have, like my spiritual master says, you have to have your own Jaladuta. Prabhupada cashed his Jaladuta, we need to have our Jaladuta. And what that means is a sense of urgency to advance in Krishna consciousness and also to help others advance in Krishna consciousness. That is the kind of sense of urgency we need to have. And that is what is going to propel us in our Krishna consciousness and help us move forward. Otherwise, a man without the mission is not going anywhere, or even lady for that matter. So it's good to understand what the mission. So here, this is a direct service to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita 18.68 and those three verses, it's mentioned, Krishna declares that no one is more dear to him than one who shares his message. And for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end of his life, he will come back to me. And book distribution is a direct fulfillment of Krishna's desire that his teachings will be shared widely. So you see, what happens is it's not so much what we do. The clear empowerment is coming directly by the Lord. He's telling Arjuna that if you share this message with others, you'll be fully empowered and you will not lack anything. You know, what is that verse? Sarva sichaham hiti sani vishto matha smitir jnanam apohunam cha. He's saying that, you know, he's seated in our heart and from him comes intelligence and forgetfulness. So he will give us the intelligence to progress in Krishna consciousness. He will help us move forward. And that's why the number one reason is that it's a direct service to the Lord. Krishna is directly telling us that do this and you will be sorted. Number two, compassionate outreach to the souls in darkness. This reminds me, this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th chapter, verse number 11, which says that this literature, tadvag visargo janataga viplavo, that verse says that this literature will bring about the revolution in the world's impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. I mean, what a statement Prabhupada has made, or the verse is making. By distributing books, devotees extend mercy to those who are lost in materialism, offering them a chance to awaken spiritually. When Prabhupada came to London, a reporter asked Prabhupada that, you know, Prabhupada, you know, I'll paraphrase the whole pastime, but it was something to do with that Prabhupada commented that London is, you know, hell. And then one of the devotees or reporter asked, Prabhupada, why do you say that? He said, wherever you can't see the sun for the 6 months, that place is hell. And it's quite correct, right? We don't see sun here in the winters, but we do see the sun. And the sun is the light coming from Srila Prabhupada's books. That's our real blessing. If we want to safeguard ourselves, we need a bit of a vitamin D, or what is it needed for sun? D, right? Vitamin D. So our vitamin D is Prabhupada's books. If we take vitamin D, Krishna will protect us. He's saying himself, I'll preserve what you have and I will carry what you lack. So we are carrying, he's going to carry vitamin D, which we don't get because of the lack of sunlight. But if we deep dive in Prabhupada books and read Prabhupada books daily and then share them with others, there will not be any lack or dearth of anything in our lives. So that is what is a compassionate outreach to the souls in darkness. You know, one time Prabhupada was traveling in London. He had a program. He was going on the Oxford Street to a program, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sitting with him in the taxi, and Prabhupada was there. And as Prabhupada was going, he had tears in his eyes. He started to really, really cry. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj looked at Prabhupada and said, "What happened, Prabhupada?" Prabhupada didn't say a word. He went to the program, did the program, came back. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and few other devotees went up and said, "Srila Prabhupada, what happened to you before the program? You broke down." He said, "What do you mean by what happened to me? Can you not see these people in London? They're running morning to evening with a bag in their hand, trying to achieve things, but they are bereft of Krishna consciousness." And that's a compassionate heart. Prabhupada had, you know, that's why he had tears in his heart, that people are of in want of Krishna consciousness, but hardly there is anyone to give them to them. And you see, these are the things where you see the compassionate nature of Srila Prabhupada, that he really wanted Krishna consciousness to go as far as possible. Number three, purification of the distributor. Sorry, R is missing here. So the act of sharing transcendental knowledge purifies the devotees in his own heart. This is from Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 41. It explains that the devotion, especially preaching, it cleanses all contamination. Every book given out is not only a gift to others, but also a step forward in distributor's own spiritual progress. Let me ask you a question. Let's make it a little bit more interactive. How many of you have friends or devotees who come and tell you every now and then, "Prabhu, thank you for your glorious service. What a wonderful service are you doing? Please put your hand up. Be honest." Really? All of you only get criticism, you don't get appreciation for your devotional service? Please put your hand up if you get appreciation for the services you do. Wonderful. Very nice. Now, how many of you have friends who come and tell you, "Sort yourself out, become serious in Krishna consciousness, do something for Srila Prabhupada, and take the mission to the next level"? Put your hand up. Oh, great. Wow, we're making some progress here. This is amazing. Okay. You got to have friends who can also tell you time to time what's not right with you. Because there are many people who tell you all the time that what a beautiful service you're doing, but many, very few will come and tell you, "Sort yourself out, Mr. So and so. You're not in the right place. You're not in the right association. You're not doing things properly." And you know who they are? These are the people when you knock their doors on door to door, or when you meet with them on the street. You know why? Because they shut the door on you. They make you feel you're nothing but das, a das, an udas, an udas, an udas, as Radhanath Maharaj says, 1 million times removed. They give us the realization of where we stand. When you go out on the street and when you knock at the door of the people, these are the people who teach you the lessons of the life. Because devotees are too humble. They are too sweet. They are all situated on a very advanced level because they only see good things in you. So the Vaishnavs are very, very compassionate. They will only tell you what's right with you. But if you want to know what's wrong with you, then go out on book distribution. How many of you want to know what's wrong with you? Okay, many of you. That's a great idea. So then please get out there with us today or tomorrow or during this month or any time during the year and find out what's not right with you. And trust me, you will really get to feel that when you're on the street. Yesterday, I was in South London. I made a trip to the devotees, very sweet community, first time there. And we were out on the street for 2, 3 hours distributing Prabhupada books. And I would go up to the people and say hi, and people wouldn't even look at me. And then I was thinking, I'm no one in this world, you know. I'm okay, Divyanam, I'm Sankirtan leader at Bhaktivedanta Manor, but I'm on the street, no one is looking at me, you know, no one is bothered who I am actually. And that made me think, I need to take shelter of Prabhupada books. This world is a very scary place. So what happens is, as a course of when you go out, you start to think that I do need to become serious in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, I don't have much hope. So here is a great opportunity to purify our heart, our existence, by going out. And that this is one of the main reason why devotees should go out. Everything else is secondary. Giving benefit to others is a bonus of going out. But we go out because of our purification. We have Radhakant Prabhu sitting here at the back. I was really appreciating Radhakant Prabhu, you day before yesterday. First day of the marathon, we came out on big book distribution, myself, Chukuja Venu Prabhu, and few devotees, but we had nearly 5 devotees from Bhakti Center. And some of these devotees have only been there for 2 to 3 months. There is a devotee called Bhakta Nishant from Nepal. He just landed 3 months ago. I came from work, I didn't even have a tilak. I was distributing the book. And I knocked one of the doors. This lady came out of the door, Western lady. I made a presentation to the books, not interested. She looked at the Bhakta Nishant and she went, "What marking have you got on your head?" His tilak was so effulgent, like pakka, you know, like you see some devotees, like we have many in our community, like Karthik Chand Prabhu is a good example. When his tilak is like so nicely put on tilak. This devotee had such nice pakka tilak, you know. And I thought, oh my God, you know, this is amazing. The lady didn't take a book, but she had the darshan of a Vaishnava, a sincere Vaishnava who's trying to practice Krishna consciousness. He's chanting at least 7 to 8 rounds. Just few months he's been there at the Bhakti Center. Let's give a hand to Radhakant Prabhu for what he's doing there, actually. So these youngsters, they come there, you know, and he has such nice inspiring and empowering guidance for them, that encouraging them to take the path of bhakti. And guess what? They were out. He had never been on book distribution. So he just, for an hour and a half with me, completely going door to door. And at the end, he was ready. Last door, he knocked. He said, "Let me present." And how you know, new person, chanting few rounds. And how many in Bhaktivedanta Manor community are chanting 16 rounds or more for that matter, initiated, Brahman initiated, are actually going out and giving the mission to others? I asked the question, why not? When a devotee who's been in the movement for 3 months is going out and sharing Krishna consciousness with others, then what's wrong with us in going out and distributing Prabhupada books to others, actually? So I was so touched, and that made me think, you know what? Even at work, I have to carry the tilak. I don't want to miss the opportunity for people to see the tilak, not me, and remember Lord Vishnu. Because that's the sign of Lord Vishnu. Tulsi, right there. You know, 4 Kumaras, all they saw were Tulsi, and they got the complete realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kinjalka Mishra Tulsi. You know, they saw that Tulsi and the fragrance, and they became personalist from being impersonalist, actually. And that's what we do when we go out with the Vaishnav Tilak and people see us. It's okay if they don't take the books, but they've seen a devotee. And next time, they're likely to take the books of Srila Prabhupada. So anyway, purification of distribution of the books. 4th reason is continuing the parampara, the legacy. So what we have been given is a gift by our acharyas, and we have to continue that gift by passing it on to others. If we sit tight with it and not pass it on, we are not doing justice to Guru Parampara. We are not taking the verse of Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajar sayo vidu sa kalineh mahata yogo nashta parantapa. If Krishna is saying that this is a disciplic succession and we sit with the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and we read very nicely at home, it's great. But we are not the devotees who only practice for ourselves. We want to share this knowledge with others, actually. We want to take it out and give it to others. So this is our legacy, and we should pass it to others. Number 5, fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's prophecy. Lord Chaitanya declared that his holy name would be heard in every town and village, and book distribution is a practical way to manifest this prophecy, of course, along with Harinam, to take it to the world as many places. Actually, the Harinam and book distribution, they are the best combination. When we are in the Watford High Street with Sacred Street Party, who's always buzzing, it's great. You go, and it's so nice. They set up the whole thing on the side. Kirtan is going on. They have a table, cookie prasadam. Perfect arrangement. People's heart gets softened when they hear the holy name. They walk up to you and they take Prabhupada books, actually. It's so, so nice. Number 6 is the greatest charity. It's the greatest dan you can give to someone. Prabhupada said, you give somebody a food, he'll be hungry again. But if you give someone a transcendental knowledge, it'll stay with them for the rest of eternity. Of course, transcendental prasadam and books are not much difference, because the prasadam will also give them an opportunity to develop spiritual sukriti and come closer to Krishna. That's why Prabhupada emphasized that when somebody comes to the temple, he should have prasadam, he should have his belly full, his lips with the holy name, and his wallet empty. So that's how it should be. I'm joking, but yeah, that's the principle. When they come, they should take books, they should eat prasadam, chant the holy name, and go back home with empty wallet. Give it to the temple. Why? Because we're using the Lakshmi to propagate the mission in so many other ways. We are doing it here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. That's why I also always advocate that when we earn as a grahastha, it's very important that certain amount of our portion should be given to the temple. whether it's giving for books or whether it's giving every month as a direct debit. You know why? Because Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami showed us by this example. When you give 5% or whatever little bit you can give, certain percentage of your income to the temple, then all the other remaining amount becomes completely sanctified. You get the authority to spend the remaining amount in the service of your family and other things. So always think, when you earn as a grihastha, what you can give back to Radha Gokulananda. Not that the deities need anything, but it's great. It's used in the missionary activities in the temple. People come here, they attend the classes from School of Bhakti. They come and attend the courses from Krishna Wisdom. Running a haveli takes a lot of, you know, energy. Lot of, especially in the winters. I mean, you'll be surprised, you know, if you know the bills, how much we pay at the manor, at the haveli, for all these things. So all these things boils down to it. So we should always think, how can I serve? Bhaktivedanta Manor gave us so much. Like when I moved to this country, Shruti Dharma Prabhu helped me to settle in this country. Me and my wife, this was 2013. We pretty much lost everything, in the sense that where we were, the association we had, and I had nowhere to go. And I've been in country before. And we came back, and Shruti Prabhu gave us everything. He gave us the beautiful deities. He gave us the devotees. He gave us, you know, seva. The seva actually we started was the mercy of Shruti Dharma Prabhu. He encouraged me to distribute Bhagavatam sets. I went up to him and I said, I want to distribute Bhagavatam sets. He said, are you sure? Your whole life will be consumed into it. I said, I'm ready, Shruti Prabhu. And he gave me that blessings. He actually even gave me my spiritual master. Let me share the little story with you. So when we were taking Shiksha from His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj, I met my Guru Maharaj, His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. And I didn't know what to do, whether I should stay with Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj and wait for him to get initiated, or should I proceed with Vaisheshika Prabhu, because I was feeling a certain attraction towards him. So I had this dilemma, you know, whether I take initiation, not, what should I do? So I called Shruti Prabhu. Shruti Prabhu, I need your help. I need a senior devotee to tell me what I should do. So either you or His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is in the town. And I thought, my wife said, good luck, you know, you won't get to meet Radhanath Maharaj to ask the question. I said, no harm in trying. And I asked Shruti Prabhu, and Shruti Prabhu said, if you can get to the manor in 15 minutes, I can take you to Radhanath Maharaj for 5 minutes. I was wearing some pajama or kurta. I ran. I came down, got into the car, came to the temple. He took me by hand to Radhanath Maharaj. And he said, this Prabhu has gone through quite a lot in his spiritual life, and now he wants to decide on his spiritual master. Would you please give him the advice? And Radhanath Maharaj heard me patiently to blabber everything, like how I always do, you know, ba 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 ba. And then Maharaj, with his folded hands, said, would you like to know my opinion? I said, yes, Maharaj. He said, you should go ahead and take initiation from Vaisheshika Prabhu. And that's it. I decided, surrendered, took the initiation, and nothing went wrong from that day. So this is an example to show of authority. When you take shelter of spiritual authority, take their instruction, you can never go wrong. Shruti Prabhu set the precedent for us that how a Vaishnav should behave in every aspect, actually. He could relate to everyone in this community. From a person like me who's just walked in, he would sit with me and have breakfast prasadam. I mean, that's an example of a great exemplary leader we had in the community, you know. So many impressions he has implanted in my heart. And going back to the point, I don't even know how I landed up here, but the point I was trying to make is Bhaktivedanta Manor gave us, yeah, that's right, gave us so much. And whatever we can do will always fall short in this life, what to speak of many other lives. So we should do our best to give our artha, Lakshmi, our body, our minds, everything for the service of the Lord and His devotees here, actually. Okay, empowering devotees to preach boldly, that's important. That in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, it is described that Bhakti Yoga is the king of knowledge, and sharing the books really equips the devotees with confidence and tools to preach, and strengthening their own conviction in inspiring others. When you go out and tell others to chant Hare Krishna, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a vision statement and he also had a mission statement. You want to know what the mission statement was? Okay. His mission statement was, you can repeat after me, chant Hare Krishna. And it has two parts. The second part is to tell others. Say, tell others. Chant Hare Krishna. Tell others. Chant Hare Krishna. Tell others. This was his mission statement. So that's exactly what the devotees should do. We should chant Hare Krishna sincerely, seriously, and strictly. And we tell others that how we should do this. And then we creating Sukriti or spiritual credit for the recipients. This is the eighth reason why we should distribute this knowledge. Even if someone doesn't immediately read or understand, I gave that perfect example of this devotee, Bhakta Nishant, with the tilak. Simply receiving a transcendental book creates a Sukriti, even if they touch the book of Prabhupada, or even if they see the book of Prabhupada, I would say they make the Sukriti. Although Prabhupada himself said that they touch the book, they make the progress, I'm seeing, even if they see the Prabhupada books. So yesterday we were in South London, we arranged the table nicely, and one thing I've realized, when we do the table, we normally as a devotee all stand in front of the table trying to distribute the books. People don't even see what's behind us actually. Of course, they're seeing the Vaishnava, it's nice. But the whole idea of the information desk of the table is keep it clear. Stand on the left, stand on the right, or if you need to stand at the back, you can. But I would always say stand on the front left or the front side. Let them see what's on the table. Let them come. Let it be a welcoming environment. Not cover the whole table because... And I really like Sacred Street Party because they keep improvising on things. Now, it's a very subtle change Rasika Rai Prabhu and these devotees did. When you go to Watford, they set up now the Harinam party a little further from the table. And the table is on the other side. So people have the opportunity to walk up. It has many good advantages. One is when you're singing or chanting Harinam, sometimes people can't hear when you're talking to them about books. But the other subtle advantage is when you have a table set up nicely and they stack up the books beautifully, then people walk up to that table and then they themselves want to inquire actually. But a lot of the time we put one table and there are 8 devotees around it. People don't even know what we are doing. We're just standing there, you know. So it's these subtle nuances are very important when we are doing things. So anyway, it creates spiritual Sukriti for people. When they see book, they touch book, and you know, when they do something. There is a story I'll share because stories are important. One time a brahmachari in America went for book distribution and one couple were having an argument. Have you heard something like that? Couples having argument? Is that common? No, not so common. Okay. So the couple were having an argument and this brahmachari knocked on the door and he said, I'm a monk trying to give books. And the husband shouted, get out from here. He was so upset because they're having an argument and last thing he wanted a book on yoga and meditation in that, you know. So he had some ashes lying in the house and he took a packet of ashes and threw it at the brahmachari, you know. Get out, just take this and get out from here. Like he was really upset. And this brahmachari picked up the ashes, went to the manor and he told the pujari, please use it in the washing of the pots in the temple. And they used it in the washing of the pots. 6 months later, he was in the same street, knocked on the same door. The same couple came out and apologized to him. He said, I remember you came to our door. We are very sorry for the way we behaved. Our life was upside down, but somehow or other, we are in a good place. So please tell us what you have come to give us. So this is just an example of spiritual Sukriti, actually. Even unknowingly, that person threw the ashes, but those ashes were used in the service of the Lord, and now they got the benefit. I mean, look at this. Where else will you see such a magic of, you know, Sankirtan unfolding actually? So it creates the Sukriti for the people. Pleasing the Acharyas and spiritual master. Our Acharya, especially Srila Prabhupada, stressed book distribution as our family business of this parampara. And engaging in this service directly pleases the spiritual master and connects us to the disciplic succession. That's what it does. It really pleases our Guru Parampara, this activity. That's why it's so nice to do. Transforms society at large. Bhagavatam 1.5.12 says this literature is pure devotion can purify even those who are hostile to dharma. Pulinda, right? That word we have, dog eaters, outcast, all these people, they get purification by hearing the holy name. People jokingly say Hare Krishna, like when my spiritual master was here recently, we went down to Watford and one person from Pakistan, Maharaj was trying to approach him and he said, here is the book. He said, not interested in the book. Then Maharaj said, okay, let me share a mantra with you. Then Maharaj said, let me share a Hare Krishna mantra with you. I'm not chanting Hare Krishna. And all the devotees went, yay! Because they have already he's already chanted Hare Krishna by saying, I'm not chanting Hare Krishna. So, and it's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita directly. Anyone, if he jokingly says Hare Krishna, he's made immense progress. So many sinful activities or sins have been forgiven by him, actually. That is the beauty of, you know, going on Harinam and book distribution. So we are gradually transforming the society at large. And finally, it gives personal joy and empowerment to the Vaishnava who's doing it, actually. Beyond the duty, devotees experience deep joy when seeing someone accept a book. This bliss is described in Bhagavatam 3.25.25. In the association of devotee, one feels satisfaction and joy by hearing and chanting. Sharing books extends that same joy outwards. Right? What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? How does it start? Tushyanti cha ramanti cha? How does the verse start? Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavan mam eti tatvata. No, I think that's a different verse, Prabhu. Machita madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam tushyanti cha ramanti. Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. So the devotees derive great satisfaction by conversing with one another. They take great pleasure, and it's exactly the same principle spoken. When you're on the street, yesterday I stopped a almost 6.5 feet tall person. I was coming to his shoulder, and I was trying to present books to him, and I was trying to give him the Bhagavad Gita. I was looking up like him, and he's looking at me like down. It was a sweet exchange. And the guy went, "This book is about karma? I've been thinking about what karma is lately." I said, not only that, it talks about reincarnation. He said, you know what? My son just hitchhiked. He went to Turkey, and then he wants to go to Pakistan, and he wants to explore, and he loves this kind of stuff. And then he said to me, do you have Quran? And I went, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring Quran. Now, the reason I didn't say that I don't keep Quran is that I didn't want it to disrespect his sentiments, actually. A lot of the times as a devotees, we put down other religions to show that we are the best, but we should not do that. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot to bring Quran. He was so happy with that response. He said, I'll take the Bhagavad Gita then. At least I can start with this. If I had told him that we don't keep Quran, he would think, these guys are some secluded people, actually. So this is the beauty. When we present Krishna consciousness, we have to... And Krishna gives the direction. I don't even know why I said that to him. I forgot Quran, you know. It just came to my mouth. I said, I'm so sorry, sir. I forgot to bring the Quran with me today. And that was a convincing answer for him to take Bhagavad Gita and chant and be happy. And he walked away, you know, smilingly, and took the contact details of South London. He was so happy, actually. So what I'm saying is, it really does give the joy to those who will be giving and those who are receiving Prabhupada books. For the last 10 minutes, so was those 11 reasons helpful? Do you think they were helpful to encourage you to go out and think of various ways in which we can penetrate our society with Prabhupada books? So this is our theme, dear devotees: inundate, elevate, and celebrate. This comes also from 7.23 Adi Leela, where Panchatattva or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they made no distinction of the place, who to give, who not to give. They presented this to everyone, and many people took Krishna consciousness. So similarly, we don't need to be judgmental. And I always say that present Prabhupada books to everyone, be an Indian or a Westerner, because they're all soul. Everybody is looking for Krishna consciousness. So we should just present as we have been instructed by Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we want to inundate, elevate, and celebrate. The way we want to inundate, we want to give mercy of Mahaprabhu to everyone. The way we want to elevate is one soul at a time by giving them this opportunity to rise. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in the course of a life, every jiva can rise. Everyone has the potential. Nobody can claim I'm good for nothing. How many of you sometimes think I'm good for nothing? Well, stop thinking that. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying you don't have a right to think like that. He's saying every jiva in the due course of time can rise, actually. So be cheerful, be happy. Because if you go out on book distribution and if you're not cheerful, books are not going to go. It's not so much the books which people take. People take your enthusiasm. Utsahan. When they see you're happy, they think you have something which I don't have. And you are getting this by reading these books. So let me take these books and find out what you have. That is the real secret of book distribution. That's how you become, you know, happy in Krishna consciousness. And we celebrate because we want, this is a festival of compassion. It's the festival of giving Krishna consciousness to others. These are our goals, dear devotees. We want to distribute 40,000 books with 20,000 Bhagavad Gitas and 400 devotees going out on preaching, sharing Krishna consciousness with others. And we have two programs of outreach, one for our Western audience, which Radha Govind Prabhu has designed these bookmarks. So when you go to Jatin Prabhu, when you call him, he's doing an amazing service of giving books to everybody, taking care of the books, receiving the books, maintaining the Goshala stock, the stock here we have in the book room. So
you ask him for the bookmarks. We have two bookmarks, School of Bhakti one, which is for the Gita course, is coming today for our familiar audience. It's coming tomorrow. So you take both of the bookmarks and you give it and invite people back to the temple. Because follow-up and book distribution are the same thing. So these are our goals. And we want the whole temple to get behind this marathon. We want pujaris, we want the wedding team, we want the treasury, we want everybody to come out. So this is my request to all of you and to the leaders at the manor, which I have already been presenting, and we will be sharing some dates for them to come out. So please try to come out with us on this wonderful opportunity, a celebration of giving. And these are the goals of the sanghas. We are requesting every sangha or the mentorship group to at least, as a minimum, try to take up a goal of 251 books, come out twice, and introduce new people to Bhaktivedanta Manor by collecting 10 new contacts. And we have devotees from our team who have been calling the mentors and requesting them to participate. So if you are hearing online or the Sangha leaders, that please come forward and help us in taking this knowledge, because people are really waiting to hear or get the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And these are some of the new initiatives we have. Like, you do not know how to do book distribution, you're new to book distribution, you can call Anasuya Mataji, who's sitting here. Mataji, please put your hand up. So you can call her, that's her number. And you can see her after the class today, take her details and say, yes, I want to host the devotees for prasadam at my home. I want to help with baking the cookies at the manor. Sachirani Mataji with the volunteers is doing that. And I want to come out, but I don't know how to come out. Where do I go? Where do I get the books? You'll get all the support from her. Apart from doing that duty, she's doing so many other services, but she's happy to speak to you after the program. Please go and see her. And those online, please, her number is, make a note now. It is 07, it's okay to give your number, Mataji? No GDPR, I won't get told off afterwards. It is 07853166927. You know the national lottery announcement, for those here or hearing online, when the number is announced that you're a lottery winner? So this number is like a lottery winner. If you, those who are hearing online and want to win the lottery, the prize is, you get to take part in the Sankirtan pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who like to take part in this, the best lottery in the world, which Mahaprabhu himself is giving, Jare Dekhe Tare Kahe Krishna Upadesh, then here is your number to win the lottery. You don't even have to, you just have to participate in the draw. And that number is Anasuya Mataji, I repeat once again, 07853166927. If you have missed it, please get a pen again, get your phone, 07853166927. Please call her and she will help you with every possible thing. If you are finding it difficult, it's cold to go out, cannot go out, you want to make some calls and call some corporate organization, businesses that you would like to take some books and distribute to your employees, again, you can get in touch with Mohini Radha Mataji and Anasuya Mataji. And now you don't have to worry about individual numbers. I'm going to give you a website, temple website, where you can go and get all this information. And finally, this is the pledge of the devotees from the Sankirtan team. Personal pledges we have all taken, which is keeping us awake. Because I have taken a pledge to distribute 1008 Bhagavad Gita, never done it in my life. And every night I go to bed and I scratch my head, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? And I'm really worried. So I need your blessings. Please give me your blessings. So somehow all of us, all these devotees there, each one of us have taken 1008 Bhagavad Gita pledges. But today we, in front of Radha Gokul Ananda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Gaur Nitai, we seek your blessings that not only these pledges, but all the other pledges you want to take may also get fulfilled. But it's good. It's a good pledge to have. A lot of times we go to bed thinking, how am I going to get my daughter married? And how am I going to get my bills paid? How am I going to get my cat give the food? How am I going to get rid of my neighbor who's always annoying? This is a good anxiety to have when you go to the bed. How am I going to distribute so many Bhagavad Gitas? And these are the ways in which you can get involved. I think you can't see it on the screen. Let me see. I can zoom. Okay. So door to door, you can come out and do book distribution on door to door with us. Every evening we are going out locally at Bhaktivedanta Manor. We have a kids party who goes out as well. Kids Sankirtan. You can join that. Then we have wonderful ladies, ashram devotees who are sitting here at the back. They are going out regularly. helping us with book distribution. Then we have Sacred Street Party, who's going out in every town. Well, I wish every town, but they're trying to cover as many towns as possible. That is also their motto, to try and cover as many towns as possible. They were in Birmingham recently in a comic exhibition, and they're doing hundreds and hundreds of books there, actually. Bhagavad Gita's, two Bhagavatam sets were distributed in the comic exhibition yesterday. It's amazing in Birmingham. They've got a beautiful stall. The books are stacked up. Imagine how hard our devotees working. They're leaving their jobs, you know, Rasika Rai, many, Ekta Mataji, Nishchinta Prabhu, so many devotees are going there, you know, giving up everything so they can give out these books in the exhibition. So much sacrifice has been made. And if everyone did a little bit, then we don't have to worry. Then you can distribute the sets of Bhagavatam, Sanghas and Mentee Group, School of Bhakti. We also do supermarket tables. You can call the enterprise organization. You can take a smart box from Purata Sundar Prabhu. You know how to distribute books while sleeping? I'm not joking. All you have to do is see this Prabhu after the program and book your smart box. How many of you go for shopping, grocery shopping? None of you. You're all growing your own food. That will be Prabhupada's another dream come true, if you're growing your own food. If you're going for shopping, you have a relationship with certain shop people. Take a smart box and put it there, and it'll sell the books on its own, and people will pay, and you can go home and take a nice nap, and the books will get distributed. I mean, come on, it can't get any easier than that. Surely everyone can do that. And if not, you can give your Lakshmi towards sponsoring the books. Please join this group. You can scan this group. And I'm not asking you to join to come out, but just see what's happening on this group. When you see the pictures of the people getting the books, you will not be able to sleep properly. You'll be jumping out of your chair and saying, I want to do something for the movement of Srila Prabhupada. So please scan this and you can be part of what we are trying to do and join the group. These are some pictures of, main thing. For those hearing online, you have heard so many messages and by now you're confused by what Divyanam is saying. But I'll try to hopefully help you with your confusion. Write down this website. It's very easy. It's there online. Oh, you're showing it. Oh, wow. Thank you, Prabhu. The slides are also on. Oh, amazing. I'm so impressed with our techie department at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Let's give a round of applause to them. So many people do these service back-end. We never appreciate. You know, it's so great. This service is happening. So this is the website. You can go www.krishnatemple.com/books. And there you'll get all the information. In fact, even if you go there once, I can assure you that you will definitely land up distributing some books. Just go there and see what's happening, how you can get in touch with these people, how they can help you take part in this wonderful opportunity. And this is, I finished there. We have 6 minutes. And the last thing I would say to you before I close, that Narottam Das Thakur, he sang a bhajan. And the bhajan, actually, what I should do is I should put that slide while I'm speaking. So those who are joining online, even if it is one soul who may want to come out, I will think my class has been successful. So I'll put that slide so that you can scan and also go on to krishnatemple.com/books. And that way you have things in front of you while I'm talking. Narottam Das Thakur sings a beautiful bhajan, Gorangera Duti Pada. In that bhajan, it is mentioned that when we deep dive in the pastimes of Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's like a shore has two sides, that side and this side, like Radha Gokulananda and Srila Prabhupada. So when you dive deep in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srila Prabhupada for that matter, then you come on to the other side of the shore where Radha Krishna pastimes are going out. That is the access in the Kali Yuga. If we want to access really Radha Krishna, Shri Radha Gokulananda, and go to their abode, eternally reside there and serve them, the only best and the easiest way is to dive deep in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, which are still happening. And these are the Sankirtan pastimes taking place right now on the streets of Watford, London, Wembley, and by some few devotees. But if each one of you come out for an hour or two, you're going to make a big difference to someone's life who's really crying out loud for Krishna consciousness right now. So don't miss this opportunity. Be it marathon, not a marathon, take part and help us expand the Sankirtan movement unlimitedly for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. I'll stop here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So does anybody have any questions or reflection or a comment they would like to make on the talk? Hare Krishna, Mehul Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Do we have a second mic by any chance? Yeah, that will be helpful so I don't have to repeat and the audience online can also hear. Go ahead, Mataji.
I was just wondering how it is that Bhaktisiddhanta was worshipping the printing press, because in the scriptures it's described that there's various substances that we can make a deity out of, and I don't think iron is mentioned. And also there's like the particular form of the Lord is described. That, yeah,
so beautiful. Very nice question. So, Mataji, the reason he was worshipping the printing presses, or for that matter, actually, it is even Prabhupada, when he started his own printing press, first time when he came, he paid full obeisances to the printing press, and the devotees were completely baffled, and they all paid obeisances. And when they got up, Prabhupada explained why he did that. And the whole thing I explained about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explained to his disciples. So, the reason he considered the printing press almost at the same level as the deities is because the knowledge to understand how the deities manifest in this world comes from those books. It is in these books it is mentioned, like Bhagavatam or Hari Bhakti Vilas or other books, where it is clearly and nicely explained that there are five ways or the forms in which you can worship, like the wood, like the metal, like these things, you know, that you can make the form of the Lord. So that knowledge comes from the transcendental literature. And that can only come about in the world when it is printed. And that is one of the reasons why he gave such regard to the printing press. So I hope that answers your question, Mataji. That is the reason why he did that, in my limited understanding. Anybody else like to ask a question or make a comment or take a few books? Before we go, can I have Our Family Business book, please? Just one book. So this is a book written by His Grace, by Shashika Prabhu, a BBT book. This is the book which helped me to really get some taste for reading Prabhupada books. What to speak of distribution, I'm still looking for that taste. And I pray to all of you that bless me that I do get some taste to distribute Prabhupada books. But at least I can say that somehow or other, I have some taste now to read Srila Prabhupada books by reading this book. It's called Our Family Business. Don't miss the opportunity. We have few copies here. Prabhu has got them. And this is the month. Even if you don't come out, if you just read this book for this month and say, this will be my offering to Prabhupada, I will say your marathon will be successful. Because this book really gives you the spirit of our movement when it started, the whole book distribution from a small Back to Godhead magazine to the sets of Bhagavatam, how they've been distributed now. So don't miss. It also talks about how book distribution is a high sadhana. And one of the four laws of book distribution is to have a good sadhana. So it helps you read Prabhupada books very, very seriously and sincerely. So I highly recommend in this month of marathon, not just because this book is written by my spiritual master, but this is a BBD book and it really talks about the mood and mission of our movement in very, very nice way and some great stories. So please see the devotees outside. Normally this is £20, but during the marathon month we give a discounted price. It's only for £10 which we are giving. So please come and take it. These devotees, Purata Sundar Prabhu is here, Nayam Abhiram Prabhu is here. Take a copy from them before you go. And we also have these beautiful sets. You can see Saptarishis. If you like to take some, see us at the reception or outside here or in the Haveli today. Pick some packs and give it to your friends on Christmas and such occasions like New Year. How many of you have a friends who you go and see over Christmas and New Year? Come on. I know we are all born and brought up here. We do Christmas a little bit. Of course we should. Why not? So take these books and give to them as a friends, to your friends or family. If not, just knock the door of your neighbor and say, my name is so-and-so. I'm from Bhaktivedanta Manor. These are books in yoga and meditation. They show you how to get free from stress. People will take it. If you present to five people, I guarantee you at least one will take it, because it's a great idea for people to have it. Okay, last comment or question from anyone? This Prabhu is good. What's his name, Prabhu, your son? Krishna Shravan. Oh, very nice name. You're a good devotee. You're thinking how to expand the Sankirtan movement. Well done. I heard your comments. Okay, anybody else like to say something? Radhakant Prabhu, would you like to give any closing comment or anything? Any corrections?
I just wanted to thank you for your encouragement. A very inspirational class.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Okay, dear devotees, it's just after 9 o'clock. We should stop here. And once again, thank you very much for being very patient and hearing this katha of transcendental book distribution. Once again, for those online, don't forget www.krishnatemple.com/books. And please tune in, reach out to us, and we are here to help you. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpatarubhasya kripa sindhu vevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavind ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution, Brihat Mridanga ki jai.